Welcome to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. This is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 790-2040. Now, here's your host, Dr. Janice Gash.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, your host. I'm also the founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists, which was the first private audiology practice in Tucson. And I'm very proud to report that this year, 2011, we're celebrating 30 years of helping patients hear their best and helping patients live their best. I kind of wanted to follow up a little bit. Last week, I posed the question, why don't people with hearing loss seek help? And I have to tell you, it's something that I've been thinking quite a lot about this week. And I wanted to follow it up today by talking about communicating with confidence. And I kind of want to go back a little bit and forth and talk about some things that we've talked about, some things that we haven't talked about. And my goal in talking with you through this show and our goal at Arizona Hearing Specialists in providing educational seminars and in actually every interaction that we have with our patients is providing people in our community with the knowledge that they need to make informed decisions about their hearing health. And our little slogan at Arizona Hearing Specialists has always been helping you hear your best. And the follow-up to that is really helping you live your best. If you can hear well and communicate well, then you will be part of your society, part of your group, and will help you live a better, more fulfilling life. And how many times do we hear nowadays about quality of life? But good hearing helps contribute to that quality of life. So again, I would pose that question to the 80% of you out there who have an inkling that you might have some degree of hearing loss and haven't done anything about it. Why not? Why haven't you sought help? You know, it's a really interesting statistic that more than half of all hearing impaired persons are younger than age 65. It used to be that we thought that the reason people did not want to seek help for their hearing loss was that they thought that hearing loss was something that just affected the elderly. And you know, a lot of the ads that we're seeing, you know, 65 is the new 45 or 60 is the new 40. People are living longer and active longer. And it's really, really very sad that too many people either don't recognize that they're having hearing difficulties or they don't want to admit their difficulties because they do have some preconceived notions or societal stereotypes. So again, I'd reach out to you and say, why aren't you doing anything? You know, I read a recent article that talked about the fact, and the title of the article was "Hearing Loss is Exhausting," and I thought that was such a profound way of talking about the difficulties that people have when they're not able to communicate well. And what happens when you neglect that hearing loss? The studies have shown that there are many psychosocial costs to hearing loss. There have been studies that talk about people with hearing loss that cannot hear well earn less money. And I think it's important to actually go back to the person with hearing loss and talk about what is happening, what is that fatigue that is happening to people with hearing loss. in this article that I was reading, it talked about the brain of someone with a hearing loss works 10 times harder than normal to sort out what it's hearing. And so if you think of having to pay such close attention to everything that's being said on a daily basis, that can account why sometimes people with hearing loss come home from work or from school and are just exhausted. Kids that have hearing loss that don't wear hearing aids have to study and work, you know, well, it's saying 10 times harder. So there's a lot more attention that we need to pay to the physical and emotional and psychological stress and ramifications of hearing loss that we rarely hear about. And that's why we feel very, very strongly about educating the public and doing our part to help people not only be fit with hearing aids, but there's a lot of education and counseling that is part of that fitting process. And so, again, I would pose the question, what kinds of things are you suffering from because you're choosing not to seek help for your hearing loss? So let's talk a little bit more about that. If we as doctors of audiology and we at Arizona Hearing Specialists, there are four doctors of audiology on our staff. It's important for us to be able to do our job right to help our patients hear their best. And our goal is really simple, helping you hear your best. And amplification and hearing aids may be part of that rehabilitation, but it's not everything. We've talked in the past about the diagnostic process. And our goal is to make sure that if we are making a choice and recommending hearing devices to you, that we are fitting you with the hearing devices that are most appropriate. We're teaching you how to use the devices, but we're also teaching you how to use the information, the new information that your brain is processing as secondary input from the hearing aids. It's not just something where you can fit the hearing aids to someone's ear and automatically they're going to hear perfectly. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago with one of the ear, nose, and throat physicians in Tucson who performs many cochlear implants. And one of the things that he mentioned that we are constantly talking about with our patients is that hearing better is a process. It is not an event. And if we do our job right as doctors of audiology, then we are helping you walk through all of the different steps and stages of that process. And so the follow-up is as important as the initial interview. And every part of your contact with our office is important because our goals are to establish a long-term relationship with each of our patients and also our patients' significant communication partners. Again, we've talked in the past about communication being a two-way process, and so many times patients will come to their office without their spouse or without an adult child or without someone who cares for them. And we encourage you to bring a companion with you because communication is a two-way process. If we're doing our job right, then we are going to evaluate your hearing with a variety of hearing diagnostic tests. so that we can tell you if you have a hearing loss, how much of a hearing loss, what kind of a hearing loss, and that we are going to help you make the right decision about what to do. If we're doing our job right, we're going to counsel our patients. We're going to be supportive. We care about you. We want you to be successful. If we're doing our job right, we're going to educate the patient and, as I said, their family and members, not only about hearing loss in general, but specifically about the patient's hearing loss and what the implications are. And I always find it very interesting to sit with our patients and show them the graph of their hearing, which is called an audiogram or audiological record, and how sometimes just being able to see it in black and white, all of a sudden the light goes on when we explain why people will say it sounds like you're mumbling, or why people will say, I hear the words, but I don't understand the words. And so being able to educate you is extremely important. If we're doing our job right, we're going to fit the most appropriate hearing aid when a hearing impairment exists. And if we're doing our job right, we're going to encourage you to have a comprehensive hearing health care plan by being available for you after you've been fit to reevaluate your hearing, to clean your hearing aids, and to provide maintenance and service for the life of your hearing aids. And if we're doing our job right, we're going to do all of these above things in an atmosphere of compassion and dignity so that you, as our patients, can live a fuller, richer life. And all of these are part of what we do at Arizona Hearing Specialists. So I hope you'll call with your questions. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors and tell me why you haven't sought help if you have a hearing loss.
You're listening to Live Local Weekend Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and streaming on the web at kvoi.com.
Do you have ringing in your ears? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. If you have ringing in your ears, you might have tinnitus. Tinnitus is a medical condition characterized by persistent ringing in one or both ears, which can only be heard by the affected individual. It has also been described as whistling, hissing, buzzing, or pulsing in the ear. These sounds may come and go. However, many sufferers experience symptoms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The effects range from slight annoyance to severe disruption of everyday life. The American Tinnitus Association estimates that over 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus. Oftentimes, tinnitus is associated with hearing loss, and if you have this condition, we may be able to help. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists for your hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
Isn't it a great feeling to get more than you expected when you get more for your money? Well, if you need a new mattress and you love that I can't believe it feeling, you need to go to Sleep America.
We're having our king for a queen sale. It's simple. Buy a king size mattress, but only pay for the queen size price. Or if you don't have room for a king, buy a queen size and only pay for the full size price.
But don't miss this chance. Sleep America's king for a queen sale won't last much longer. Remember, mattresses start at just $99 every day.
The Tucson Jazz Society and Jack Furrier Tire and Auto Care invite you to experience jazz in a fresh new way with new venues, new nights, and great jazz. Our first spring concert is Friday night, March 25th, 8 p.m. at Westward Look Resort, starring jazz vocalist and bassist Kristen Korb with pianist Lou Matthews. Kristen brings a personal approach and deep sense of swing to her music. Get ready to experience jazz in a new way. Buy your tickets today at TucsonJazz.org.
I've got a brand that ain't good.
With an American Minute, here's Dr. John McElroy.
The preamble to our Constitution reads, We, the people of the United States, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The first draft, however, said, we, the people of the states of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and then named all the other states. The preamble's first wording had to be changed because the framers of the Constitution realized that yet to be named states would be joining the Union and consenting to it. We, the people of the United States, really means we, the people of the states.
Hear weekly discussions on American history and culture with Dr. John McElroy on America's Fabric. Heard every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking today about communicating with confidence. And we started talking about 80% of people with hearing loss don't seek help for their hearing loss, and I certainly would encourage you to call. I'd love to have a discussion about why that might be so. Just to summarize, what I talked about briefly was doing our job right as doctors of audiology at Arizona Hearing Specialists means that we are going to educate you, we're going to evaluate your hearing appropriately, we are going to inform you of the test results, counsel you in terms of what the test results mean, and options available. If appropriate, we're going to fit you appropriately. And we're going to establish a long-term relationship because we want to ensure that your hearing aids continue to work well for you over the next 5 to 10 years. We have a very, very strong follow-up program and routinely see our patients for clean-in checks and reprogramming. And oftentimes patients will report that they're just not hearing as well as they thought they were, and we will reevaluate your hearing when necessary. So all of those are really important. And let's talk a little bit about communicating with confidence. And a colleague of mine had written an article about what he calls the communication confidence profile, because not only do we need to do an objective measure of how somebody is hearing or what the communication disorder is doing, but we need to look subjectively at other issues, the emotional and psychological reactions, and what kind of communication strategies are employing in all of their different listening environments. And we have to take a look at not only what not only what we're measuring in our sound-treated booths, but what those real-life experiences are and what kind of subjective experiences people are having. And if we don't take both of those into consideration, then we're really doing our patients a disservice. It is certainly not our goal to simply dispense a hearing aid, but it's our goal as doctors of audiology to help you manage your hearing loss and manage your communication. So we've talked in the past about a Better Hearing Institute has put together a hearing profile, and it's quite interesting because it's a pen and paper test where you answer 20 to 25 questions, and it matches very closely what the audiological evaluation tells us in terms of degree of hearing loss. It's a fabulous tool, and But let's take a look at this communication confidence profile, and let me throw out some questions to you and think about how you might answer it. And it's obvious by the tone of the test that, you know, our answers back to you are that there are certainly ways that we can help you navigate these different communication environments. So the first question, and you want to think about when you're answering these questions, is think about it on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 would be, no, this never happens at all, to one, this happens extremely to me. So are you confident that you can understand conversations when you are talking with one or two people in your own home? So think about that. In your own home is usually a much more structured environment, and one or two people is a reasonable amount of people. You're not going to get a lot of chatter or background noise. However, you know, it's very interesting here in Tucson, where a lot of homes have high ceilings and tile floors, we do have patients that say that even in that kind of an environment, it's difficult for them to understand. So how confident are you that you can understand conversations with one or two people in your own home? And I guess the other thing that I would say about that is you should be in the same room, because if you're trying to listen to someone talking from the other end of the house, even if no one else is there, it's going to be a difficult situation. All right, think about this question. Are you confident in your ability to understand when you are conversing with friends in a noisy environment like a restaurant? And this is a situation that many, many people find themselves in. And what happens is a lot of times people will pull away from those kind of environments and they will say, I don't want to go out to a restaurant, or I don't want to go to that restaurant, or they just choose not to participate and they just kind of sit there and figure, why even bother? But if you're not confident in your ability to understand when you're in a noisy environment like a restaurant, then you want to think about why. Let's say, you know, you feel in that one-on-one situation at home, you do just fine, but perhaps in that noisy restaurant, you don't do quite as well. That can still mean that you have a hearing loss. It can still mean that it's a hearing loss that might be aidable or correctable with hearing aids. Think about this question in terms of your confidence level. In order to hear better, how likely are you to do things like moving closer to the person speaking to you, changing positions, moving to a quieter area, or finding better lighting? Now we're getting into that area of learning how to be more assertive to have your needs met. And again, this is something that we work very strongly with our patients, because hearing aids are not bionic ears. Just because you are wearing hearing aids doesn't mean that you can sit in the back row at church or the back row at a meeting and still understand what's being said. And so it's important to take a look at all these different areas. Moving closer to the person speaking to you, you really don't want to be more than 4 to 6 feet away. Changing positions or changing lighting. Sometimes, and again, here in Arizona, a lot of us have high ceilings and large windows. And if the person that you're trying to talk with is sitting in front of a large window, or there are many churches in town that have these beautiful big picture windows, but the priests are right in front of that, the sun is coming in, And it's real difficult. It's real difficult to see their face. That's going to make it more difficult for you. So think about that. Let's go ahead. And there's some other areas that I want to go through on this communication confidence profile, but let's take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Talking, blogging, tweeting, and taking your calls. Hugh Hewitt, 3 to 6 p.m., live on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk to you? Have you been fit with hearing aids but don't use them because they don't work? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. For 30 years, I've been hearing these questions and many more like them. I'd like to invite you to call now with your questions and concerns at 790-2040 or call Arizona Hearing Specialist to schedule your appointment for a hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
What if you could grant a dream for a child who has a lifelong illness? Well, you can certainly help. Join us for the first annual Birdies for Dreams golf tournament, cookout, and live auction, Friday, April 1st at Oro Valley Country Club in Oro Valley. Proceeds will benefit the Dream Factory of Arizona, a nonprofit organization that grants dreams for chronically and critically ill children ages 3 to 18. The golf scramble starts at 1 p.m. and the event fee is only $125. And if you don't play golf, you can join us for the cookout and live auction of fabulous items starting at 5:30 for just $35. It's sure to be a fun-filled day, and it's all for a great cause. So help us grant the dreams of some very special children and make their lives just a little brighter. Register now for the Birdies for Dreams Golf Tournament, cookout, and live auction. April 1st at Oro Valley Country Club. Call 906-8106. That's 906-8106. For more information, visit OroValleyCountryClub.com. Thank you for your support.
Before you buy a TV, you check with Consumer Reports. Before you hire a company, you check with the Better Business Bureau. So before you hire an attorney, go to azbar.org. Azbar.org has lots of great information, things you need to know before you hire an attorney, and what to do if something goes wrong. Also, our Find a Lawyer section can help you find someone in your area who understands your legal need. It's all at azbar.org, the State Bar of Arizona, serving the public, enhancing the legal profession.
Sponsored by the State Bar of Arizona, aired in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hugh Hewitt. No, that's not what I sent you back for. That's not what I voted for. Republicans have to stand and fight on that line if it takes all summer. They have to be willing to go to the mat. They have to be willing to shut down the government. They have to be willing to say the Democrats will not cut spending. They will not do anything to help this economy. We have to have this showdown now, this year.
3 to 6 p.m. on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Get the answers to your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and please call me with your questions or comments at 790-2040. We're talking about a communication confidence profile, and before we get back to that, I do just want to announce that Arizona Hearing Specialists is presenting three educational seminars this coming week, and actually I think two more the following week, near our three offices in Tucson. So March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. March 22nd will be near our Ventana office at the seminar will be at the Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club. The 23rd on Wednesday will be in our La Cholla office on La Cholla at just a little bit north of Ina Road. And the 24th will be in our Green Valley location and the seminar will be at the Solaris restaurant, all at 9 o'clock in the morning, all with breakfast served. And our seminars are a great forum for learning talking with other people with hearing loss and coming away, hopefully, with a little bit more information than you started with. So if you would like to join us in Tucson, please call our Tucson office at 742-2845. That's 742-2845. And in Green Valley, our office number is 648-3277. That's 648-3277. And reserve your spot. It's a free seminar, but we do need to have a head count, as in some of our locations, seating is limited. So we hope to see you there. So let's get back and talk about this communication confidence profile. It really relates back to the patients taking responsibility and taking initiative for their own hearing loss. Because unfortunately, a lot of times what we see is people kind of just throw up their hands and they blame it on everyone else. Everyone else is mumbling, or the room is too big, or this or that. But our goal at Arizona Hearing Specialists is to help you build your confidence that you can communicate effectively and efficiently. So think about this one. I think this is kind of a tough one. If you're having trouble understanding, think about how likely you are to ask the person that you're speaking with to change his or her speech by either slowing down, repeating, or rephrasing. I want you to really think hard about that. How many times do you or does someone that you know not hear, not understand, and either not respond or respond with huh or what, and then you or the other person repeat back exactly what you heard? How many times does that happen? 3-4 times, till finally one of you becomes so angry that they just say, oh, forget it. You know, it's not even important anymore. I don't even remember what I was saying, and storm out of the room. That doesn't make for good communication. So really, really think about that. If you're having trouble understanding, what can you do to help yourself understanding? What can you do to say to the person, well, maybe I heard you say something about dinner, but I don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. So then hopefully the person that's talking to you will rephrase what they're saying in a different way. Maybe they just need to slow down. Maybe they need to look at you. But if you don't tell someone that you don't understand what has been said and say it in a way differently than huh or what, how likely is that person going to change their behavior? And then the two of you are in these behavior modes where you're fighting each other, and someone's going to, you know, get huffy and puffy and just leave the room. So think about, what can you do? The first thing is to acknowledge what's happening. The second thing is assert yourself and communicate. That's what we're talking about. Think about this one. How sure are you that you are able to tell where sounds are coming from? This is something that we hear from people with hearing loss often. They may hear someone talking, but they're looking all around them. They don't know where it's coming from. And especially if there's more than one person talking, can you identify where where the person that you want to hear is talking from and where the noise is from. All of these things that we're talking about in terms of your confidence in dealing with your communication issues are also describing situations that you can use to assess whether or not you have a hearing loss. So there's lots of different ways to assess that. And if you think about these, these are another way of doing it. People will say, I don't know where it's coming from. Or all of a sudden, someone comes up behind you and you jump because you didn't hear them approaching. It happens a lot in noisy environments, but it also happens where it's quiet, depending on your hearing loss, that you may just not be able to tell where the sound is coming from. So think about this one too. Are you confident that you are able to follow a quick-paced conversation? Now, I have patients all the time who talk to me about trying to listen to their grandkids, and they say the grandkids talk really fast, and that's probably true, and their brains are probably working at a faster speed than perhaps a 50, 60, or 70-year-old brain. But instead of saying, again, huh or what, if you can just ask the person to slow down, ask the person to look at you. But if you're not confident that you can hear and have a clear understanding of what your grandchildren are saying to you, then what does that mean about your relationship? It means that you're missing out on talking about, well, what do they do? What's going on at school? What's going on with their friends? What's going on in gymnastics or baseball or soccer or whatever they're doing? If you can't have that conversation with them, then you're missing out on something that is really important to your quality of life. Think about this one. How confident are you that you can focus on a conversation when there are other distractions? So again, we're getting back to that either larger room, a restaurant, a group, or even a family gathering in your home. Let's say that your family is coming over to your home and you're sitting in your living room, but there's a large group there. And unless you make that effort to say, to one or two people, come on and sit over here with me. I want to hear what's going on with you. And then they'll go away and then you can talk to someone else. But if you're trying to pick out what's going on, it may be difficult. And this is something else we've touched on in the past is, unfortunately, a lot of people do have hearing loss that is associated with the aging process. And also, unfortunately, as people get older, their processing ability decreases. And so it's important to understand that and to just know that you need to do things to help yourself. We have a lot of patients in their 80s and 90s, and processing can slow down, and that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It just means that you need to be aware of it, and you can't communicate in the same way that you had been able to communicate in the past. Think about this question. How confident are you that you can understand a person speaking in a large room like an auditorium or a house of worship? And I talked before about, patients who will be fit with hearing aids and then say, but, I'm still having difficulty, and I'll ask them where they're sitting. And they'll say, my friends all sit in the last row of church, and so that's where I sit. And that expectation is kind of a false expectation. You still want to do everything that you can to arrange the environment to your best advantage so that it might mean that you need to get to a meeting 15 minutes earlier so that you can secure a seat in the first couple of rows. It might mean that you might have to come out of your comfort zone of sitting with your friends who sit in the last row and meet some new people who sit in the first row, or talk to your friends that sit in the last row and invite them to come sit with you. It's kind of the same thing. Even in a smaller environment like your living room, a lot of times patients will say, oh, well, my wife always sits on the right side. Well, maybe it would be better if your wife sat on the left side. Or, you know, the TV is 20 feet across the room. Well, maybe it would be better if you rearrange the furniture in your living room or family room so that the TV is 4 to 6 feet. And, you know, oh no, we can't do that. Well, you know, it's having those realistic expectations and being able to do something to help yourself hear better in those environments. And think about this one before we take a break. And even in a quiet room, how secure are you in your ability to understand people that you are not familiar with? So a lot of times people will say that, you know, someone whose voice they're not familiar with, their accent, their rate of speech, their tone. If you're not familiar with someone, it's going to make it more difficult for you to understand them. And if you are honest with yourself, you know, then you may, again, have to say something to them. You know, could you please slow down? Could you repeat that? People with accents, people with mustaches and beards are sometimes more difficult to understand. So let's take a break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll talk about the communication confidence profile and then what you can do to help yourself hear better.
It's your town. Get up and get involved. It's Wake Up Tucson with Joe Higgins and Christy Simone.
Did you know that avoiding loud noises may help prevent premature hearing loss? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. There are easy ways to identify if a particular sound is potentially harmful. Do you have difficulty talking or hearing others talk over the sound? Does the sound make your ears hurt? Do your ears ring after hearing the sound? Do other sounds seem muffled after exposure? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, the noise may be damaging your hearing. Most people don't realize how loud many everyday sounds are. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists at 742-2845 to see if you have hearing loss associated with loud noise exposure. That's Arizona Hearing Specialists, 742-2845.
Ventana Automotive and Tires, a full-service mechanic shop that works on all makes and models. Owner Elton Kodama has built up Ventana Automotive and Tire to 3 locations and hires only the best in the business. All mechanics are ASE certified. If you need service on your vehicle or a second opinion, visit the website at VentanaAuto.com to find a location nearest to you and also get some great money-saving coupons. That's VentanaAuto.com. Ventana Automotive and Tire. We're here when you need us.
Masonry is the building material of choice for contractors and home builders. Central Arizona Block is the only locally owned and operated masonry manufacturer in southern Arizona. Cabco has a unique selection of paver products, as well as retaining wall products and commercial building units like split face, burnished face, and shot blast. Cabco knows masonry with a production staff with over 35 years experience. Call Central Arizona Block at 514-1177 or online at cabcoaz.com.
Saddle up the sedan and round up your pickup for the second annual Old Pueblo Road Rally. The Old Pueblo Road Rally, it's a scavenger hunt on wheels. Starts on the east side, ends up at the Oro Valley Country Club. Great prizes, food, silent auction, and live music. And the money raised helps folks get low-cost medical and dental care at St. Elizabeth's Health Center. Visit OldPuebloRoadRally.com or call 670-0854 to find out how much fun fundraising can be.
This is Larry Finman, owner of Special Needs Vehicles and host of Special Needs Lifestyles. Join me every Sunday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. here on 1030 KVOI. Our objective is to provide you, the public, with information on maintaining your independence with changes in health or life-changing circumstances. We have guests each week who will relate how they are living mobile and independent. Be sure to tune us in Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. on 1030 KVOI.
Your hearing does matter. Call Dr. Janice with your questions now on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Our number is 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking today about communicating with confidence. And I kind of want to just end with trying to summarize this all. And I will tell you, you know, I started the show talking about the fact that hearing loss is exhausting. And I do have to say that sometimes for us, talking about the process of helping our patients hear their best and helping them live their best is also exhausting, because it is a process. It's not an event. And our goal at Arizona Hearing Specialists is to walk you through this process. Our goal of being doctors of audiology is doing our job right so that we walk you through all of this. It's not just about fitting you with a product. There are many different products on the market today. There's lots of different models and technological capabilities. But there's really three parts of a successful hearing aid fitting. One is that product or the hearing aids. Number two is the patient, and everything that we've been talking about today relates back to the patient's expectation, the patient's lifestyle, the patient's communication ability. It includes their family and their friends, their attitude, their physical characteristics. How well are they able to manage the use of a hearing aid? How old are they? And I think for me, one of the things that I actually love the most is working through that whole process with our patients. But as I said, I'm exhausted just talking about it. And so, you know, we understand that it is an exhausting process to go through. But our goal is to be there with you every single step of the way. And so last show, we were talking about why is it that 80% of people with hearing loss don't seek help. And one of the callers said that money was the issue. And I certainly, we're cognizant of that. And we are aware that you might be able to buy a product somewhere else and perhaps save a little bit of money. But after hearing what we've talked about today, I hope that you understand that making an investment in your better hearing is not like buying a pair of running shoes. You need to work with a hearing healthcare provider who is going to be your partner in your better hearing aid. It's a very complicated and interrelated relationship. It's kind of interesting because I think a lot of times people compare hearing aids to eyeglasses, but the fields are very, very different. It's almost in some respects more similar to thinking about buying a car. There's different levels of technology. There's different features and options. And yes, even a very basic car will hopefully get you where you want to go. But If you need to transport a large family around, maybe the little two-door sedan is not going to work as well as a minivan. Maybe you want to have automatic door openers and a DVD player to keep the kids entertained. It's not necessarily that one is a better car or a better product than the other one. It's just you have to decide about what your needs are and meeting your needs. And so just like with each level of technology and hearing aids, there's different features and options. And the goal is to look at the benefits and are those benefits going to meet your listening situations and your unique needs. And so there's, as I said, there's no one hearing aid that's right. And we have to take all of these things into consideration when we are helping you make that decision. And again, we feel like we are a partner in helping you make that decision. So if you're one of the 80% out there, I hope that you will I hope you learned something today, and I hope you'll join us at one of our educational seminars this coming week and the following week. And you can do that by calling either our Tucson office at 742-2845 or our Green Valley office at 648-3277. So let's finish today just by talking a little bit more about the communication confidence profile. Think about noisy environments, and we talked about in a quiet room, how well can you understand people with whom you're not familiar? Well, what happens in a noisy environment? How confident are you in your ability to understand people that you're not familiar with? And in a noisy environment, oftentimes the background noise is low-frequency energy and actually masks some of the parts of speech. Also think about how confident are you that you can switch your attention back and forth between different talkers and different sounds in that environment. So again, this sometimes relates back to that processing ability. And as we mature, or as a friend of mine said, as we have more birthdays, one of the things that happens is that we're just not able to function as quickly as we used to. So you want to try and set yourself up for success rather than failure by being able to verbalize these issues with your friends and family. And here's something that happens, and I see it happening all the time. If you are having difficulty understanding a particular person or in a particular environment, how likely are you to continue to stay engaged in that conversation? How many times do you see your father-in-law sitting at the dinner table with the, you know, whole family of 15 people around, and all of a sudden you realize that he is just not there. He's not paying attention. He's just come to that conclusion. And it may not be something that he realized he's doing, but he's come to that conclusion. Why even bother listening? I don't understand what's going on, and so I am just going to drop out of the conversation. And so when you see that happening, try and bring him back in. See what you can do to bring him back into the conversation. But think about trying to get his or her attention first. The same thing kind of happens when you're driving in a car and you can't look at that person talking. So just you know, be aware of it. You know, what I've been trying to do, and what we hope to do with our seminars, and what I've been trying to do with the radio show, is just bring certain aspects of hearing loss and communication skills to the forefront, so that if you heard one thing today, and instead of just saying huh or what the next time someone says something to you, but you say, you know what, I heard you say something about whatever it was, but I didn't understand the rest. Could you maybe say it differently? If one person does that, then to me, I have really helped you. And if you can be more sensitive to your family and friends with hearing loss, to try and understand what they're going through, and when they do kind of pull away from conversation, if you can do something to help them, that would be great. So I look forward to chatting with you next week. I hope you've learned something, and tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. for Hearing Matters. Thanks for joining me today.
You've been listening to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash. Join us again next Sunday at 2 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And to make an appointment at Arizona Hearing Specialist, call 742-2845. Hearing Matters, helping you hear your best.